Well, good morning again. As we stand to sing our opening hymn, number 302, just a quick note, our handbell choir is going to be playing along with us, and so there's a brief little interlude there that the handbells will do between the next to last and last verses, and we also have a little bit at the beginning. So I invite you to stand as we join together this glorious Easter day. In singing of number 302, we'll sing all the verses of Charles Wesley's hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
Thank you.
responsive reading. It's found at number 839, which is taken from Psalm 118. Number 839. The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation.
There are joyous songs of victory in the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has chastened me sorely, but has not given me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God who has given us light.
Lead the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord who is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever.
Glory be to God.
Our children are going to be coming up now for some special music from them. And I'll remind you, our youngest children, there's a nursery for them. And we'll have no children's church today. But if you need some bags with coloring stuff and all that, you're welcome to that, young and old alike, I suppose. Anyway. As the children are collecting our bread tin offering, I invite you, if you have a prayer request you would like to share, to fill out the little card that's attached to the far right-hand side of your bulletins and place that in the bread tin as it comes by. And also, if you're visiting with us today, we're very happy to have you with us. And if you would, please fill out a visitor's card and place it in the offering plate as it comes by. In just a moment, we'll be receiving our regular offering just right after the bread tin collection, which this month goes to Homeward Bound. Next month, we'll be taking up our bread tin offering for MARS, which is the Mountain Area Radio Reading Service. I know there are a couple folks in our congregation who have benefited from the news that they read for those who are visually impaired. And so we'll be doing that next month. More to come on that next week and in the following weeks. But wanted to make you aware of those collections that we will be doing. So, and I invite our ushers to come forward, and from all that God has so graciously blessed us with, let us offer our gifts to Him. We'll be treated to some wonderful music also, I think, as our offertory this day.
Try to hide quietly behind you, but it didn't work. So we're going to switch it up or not. This is High Life Music, and it's from our native Ghana. And it literally means it's well. We had the good news. We are happy. And so we're going to express it in song. Enjoy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Let us rise. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, your praise is beautiful in every language and in every place on this earth. O Lord, accept these, our gifts, that your world might be more beautiful because of them. For we offer them and ourselves in the name of Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. Just a brief word about the rest of our service. We'll be having our choir's cantata today, and we're kind of splitting it up. It follows through the life of Christ. And so we'll have communion, which can be found on page 15, the Great Thanksgiving, service of word and table 3, there right after the first two songs. And then our gospel lesson will come a little later on in the service, and then our choral cantata will continue with the last song that they're doing called Alive. And a brief note about our final hymn, number 322, Up From the Grave He Arose. It's one you know well, but our choir's doing a bit of a special version with this. And so the first verse will not have the chorus, so it may be easiest to just follow along in the words as they're printed in the bulletin there for our last hymn. But without further ado, I offer up to you the gospel of our Lord Jesus in song.
Oh,
And I invite you to turn with me to page 15 in our hymnals as we join together in the words of the Great Thanksgiving.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed in us your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and your love and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and spirit. By your great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of your Son from the dead and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, declaring your wonderful deeds in Christ, who called us out of darkness into marvelous light. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, our Lord took bread. He gave thanks to you, and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat from this, all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after the supper was over, he took a cup of wine, and he gave thanks to you. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, O God, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until our Lord comes again in final victory and we feast together at the heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now we're bold to pray as our Lord taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and who seek to live a godly and righteous life. If you would like to receive communion in the Methodist Church, you are always welcome to, regardless of your religious affiliation or lack thereof. We'd love to have you at Christ's table in this sacrament. I invite the choir and the servers to come first, and the ushers will guide you as to when to come forward. Come, let us keep the feast of Christ our Lord. Bread which we break is a sharing in Christ's body. And the cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in his blood. Shed for you. Christ's blood shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. Thanks be to God. Body of Christ broken for you. 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 Christ's body broken for you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you give yourself to us. Grant that as we leave this place that we might go into the world in the strength of your Spirit, giving ourselves for others. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Praise ye, praise ye. This is a day of praising the Lord. May we leave this place and remember to praise God. every day, not just on Easter Sunday. Go in peace.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving Father, we give you thanks for all that you have given us, especially for the gift of your Son. May his presence fill us and go with us as we leave this place. We offer our prayers in Christ's name. Amen.
Let us pray. Our God has offered his only Son for us, and in this very act of remembrance, we are praising and giving thanks for this gift. Let us let it nourish us and feed us full so that it overflows into the lives of many others. Go now to share this good news. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, for this gift, we give you thanks. Take us, all that we are, all that we may be. Fill us, use us, and send us out in the strength of your Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray, and let us come with the exuberance of children into your sanctuary each and every day, wherever we may find that to be, so that we may be fed through your word and your Spirit to be your disciples in this world that so desperately needs us. Help us to be your hands and feet in this world today. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal God, for this holy mystery, we give you thanks. May that mystery of your Spirit, your love, your grace, and your peace fill us now, that it might be shared with others. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. I invite you to stand for our hymn. It's printed in our bulletins, and remember, we don't sing the refrain on the first verse.